Recorded Books presents O Little Town, A Romance Christmas Collection by Amanda Nguyen, Jane Eyre Trump, and Deborah Rainey. Narrated by Leah Horowitz and Matt Godfrey. This program includes Hopes and Fears by Amanda Nguyen, While Mortals Sleep by Jane Eyre Trump, and The Wondrous Gift by Deborah Rainey. Hopes and Fears by Amanda Nguyen. Chapter 1. Mapleview, Michigan, November 1912. "Have a wonderful weekend," Emma Trowbridge called to the last of her departing students as they clambered down the steps of the red brick schoolhouse into a crisp, cloudy afternoon. "Make wise choices and honor the Lord. I love each and every one of you." Her pupils, 20 in all, plus the older ones from the upstairs classroom, responded with murmurs of, "Thank you, Miss Trowbridge," as they headed toward the stable out back to retrieve their horses or traipsed down 25th Avenue, lunch pails in hand. "I love you too, Miss Trowbridge." This from Janie Seiler, a precocious, freckle-faced blonde. At 6, she was Emma's youngest student. Emma pulled the little girl close for a quick embrace. "Off with you now. Best get home before it really starts coming down." Snowflakes had drifted from the sky since lunchtime, highlighting barren branches. They swirled thicker now, brilliant white accumulating between the street's deep maroon bricks.
"Don't worry, Miss Trowbridge. I'm fast like a horse. See?"
Janie scampered down the lane, braids bouncing behind her. Emma watched until the little girl disappeared around the corner, then turned back to her classroom, where she began cleaning the blackboard. As usual, at the end of the day, her brain was full of both evaluation of today's lessons and preparation for tomorrow's. At the top of her list, the Christmas pageant. Though the school's traditional holiday offering was a series of short recitations and songs, this year a new play tugged at her heartstrings. She'd seen a performance of Met in Thee Tonight 2 years prior and was instantly inspired by its fresh approach to the familiar story. Her previous school had been too small to make it practical, but here at Visser School, the students were numerous enough and talented enough that it just might work. In past years, she'd have simply purchased the script herself, since in a one-room school, there was no one else with whom to coordinate, no supervisor to ask. But her recent move to the larger town of Mapleview meant a two-room schoolhouse, complete with a principal, Mr. Rudolph DeHaven, who also taught the upper grades in the upstairs classroom. Working closely with another teacher had taken some getting used to, but there was no denying the superiority of the two-room approach when it came to individual attention and age-appropriate instruction. And since he valued ability over credentials, Mr. DeHaven certainly didn't mind that her certification came from County Normal rather than some fancy 4-year teacher's college. Emma brushed chalk from her hands, smoothed her skirt, and headed upstairs for her daily check-in with Mr. DeHaven. She'd grown fond of these afternoon meetings with a colleague and mentor who'd also become a close friend.
"Afternoon, Miss Trowbridge."
Mr. DeHaven's salt-and-pepper head was bent over a stack of papers, his pen dancing across a line of composition.
"I trust your day was productive and inspiring as always?"
"Even more so." Enthusiasm bubbled within. "Jesse Meyer's recitation this morning was the finest he's given. He really seems to be turning a corner, that one." "Which brings me to the annual Christmas pageant." She paced in front of his desk, woolen skirt swishing around her ankles. "Now, I know our current format is quite traditional, but 2 years back I saw a newer pageant, a play, really. One that would involve the whole school in various roles in a unique retelling of the biblical..." Her colleague's drawn expression put a
Sample complete. Ready to continue?